Today, we're taking time to visit with Bill Scare, Boone City Administrator, an opportunity to talk about what's going on in the Boone community. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's been busy. You got a lot of things happening.
There's a lot of things going on.
And now if we could just get decent weather so we can get back into some construction stuff,
yes,
like that.
Exactly. Although there is some going on, which is very positive.
For people that are wondering, again, and Waylon Andrews all along said, yeah, this is going to happen. He said, and he explained to, I think it was probably public safety, he said, got to redo these traffic signal loops at Benton and Green.
Right.
He said, they just need to be redone. And so that's why those streets are closed off.
But. Right. They started that early this week, and they're hoping, I believe talking with Waylon, they're hoping to get those back open by Friday. Involves concrete, removing concrete, and then replacing the concrete. And Waylon has kind of been our guy, you know, for the stoplights and everything
along. He's been doing that for a while. Yeah.
And now I think he's trying to impart some of his knowledge on his crew to teach them to do it as well. So it's kind of a learning experience for some of them, and we'll hope to have them open by Friday.
All right. So I know some of the other things. We've got another one going on, an emergency sewer repair. Had a manhole, had a little bit of a collapse. I keep looking at those because we see some areas with some intakes and things like that. And I know those are just constant things that do need to be repaired and taken care of. And
they are. And actually, you're right. We I think one went out this morning on Nixo about an emergency repair that they're working on. And we have a company in town that's been starting on some of the lining of the sewers, and they've run into some issues with the manholes and things, so they're trying to repair those as they go. And this one just happened to break. I'm not sure what the cause of it was, but so they're out working on it right now, and I think it's over on Woodland.
Yeah.
But Nixo went out on it, and they'll hopefully complete that today.
So a
lot of stuff going on for Public Works.
Some of the older manholes, if you get a chance to see, but there, a lot of them are old brick.
They are,
and after a while, if they need some work, we've had a couple in the past where we've had some pretty substantial work that's had to be done. So.
We've had, and I know Public Works is looking at those ones that most need repair, and they kind of take them as they come. And this just happened to be one where it just collapsed. So now they got to fix it.
The sewer lining is an area in particular I know that kind of came up last year when we had the heavy rains in the beginning of June, kind of a confined area along Green Street and Woodland in that particular area. Where some of the sewer line, you know, if you wanted to dig it all up and put in and upsize it and stuff, probably would be okay, but again, it is a confined area. So this is where he's been talking about doing some lining.
Right. And excuse me, that area you just talked about is what they're working on now. And the company's been in town, I know, this week, maybe a little bit last week. And Waylon's got a couple different areas where he's working on, that one being in particular. So folks that live down there may have seen the trucks down there the past few days out in the middle of the street. Working on those and working on the lining.
The lining of that is does do a good job because first they clean them all out, and then they get put in that lining. Does stop a lot of that stormwater from getting in.
It does. As you know, we've lined before, and this appears to be very successful for us to line these rather than, as we've talked about before, dig up and replace. I mean, that's cost prohibitive, obviously. So this is a good solution, and we do a project at least once a year on an area that needs it to continue to line our sewers.
All right. Well, we do have a lot of other things that are going on. Let's talk a little bit about the downtown assessment is one of those. Again, that's kind of tied to the Main Street or the application or proceeding pursuing Main Street designation. But that is something you're interested in. I know staff recommended to the council they should consider support of this and being participants in it as well.
Correct. And there's a team from the state that's in town this week. I believe it starts today. I know I have a luncheon with them today and some interviews tomorrow. So they'll be in, and I think it culminates with a public presentation on Friday. So they'll come in and look at our downtown, the chamber, and those volunteers obviously are with them, and they're really running the show. And we'll see how it goes. It'll be interesting to see what they have to say.
I know all along, and the mayor had said this previously too, Main Street is a public-private partnership. The city did commit some dollars towards it. But we've seen a lot of private businesses and property owners kind of stepping up to be a part of it as well.
That's correct.
And that's really one of the big things. It's like you doing your BDIF program. It's a reimbursement. They have to spend their money on their property, but you will reimburse a portion of it.
Correct. I think it's very important for the downtown. I think it's just very important for the city as a whole. So we'll see how the next few days goes. I know the chamber's prepared and all the volunteers that are working on this, and I'll be interested to see when this wraps up on Friday, you know, what advice they have for the city on continuing to move forward with it.
Okay. Well, some of the other things. What else has been happening for you? You got some projects, you got some things that are moving forward, economic development wise. Got some more housing things that you keep working on. And I think up on the north end of town, they're getting what you're. You got most everything lined up on the second part of Brian Fritz's?
We do. For the senior project, what we're talking about, everything has been approved by the building official's office. And I think the weather the past couple weeks has kind of stopped them for a little bit. They were out there about a week or a little more ago working really hard. I just actually checked on it yesterday, and it looks like a couple of the big machines are going. So they've got all their stuff lined up for the construction. I'm assuming they'll start on the family side first, so we're waiting to see that wood arrive, you know, to start putting in part, you know,
we'll
in the building.
See the supplies showing up.
Correct. Yes, so that should really start ramping up here in the next couple weeks and through the spring and summer and fall. Everything's, like I said, everything's been approved for both projects. You know, when they're done with family, I'm assuming they'll just go right to the senior and go from there. Just put in the roads and
get everything all taken care of.
Get everything prepared, right?
It's one of those already a lot of work that people didn't see. Remember when 22nd was closed for so long, folks? That was part of making the necessary utility connections for that particular area. So.
Right, and there's when it was closed before, and then it was late fall when they put the concrete back, and that goes across 22nd. We're going to have them do some repairs on that, I think, because of the weather when they put it in. There are some cracks and stuff, so we're going to have them replace that. So, unfortunately, 22nd Street coming up here, don't know the timing yet, will be closed again so that they can make that repair on that concrete patch. We want to make sure, you know, crosses 22nd Street, so we want to make sure it's perfect, so...
All right.
We'll make some repairs there.
So that one's going on. A lot of others? That's it.
Yeah. Well, and we're working
like
on...
There are others.
Yeah, there are others. We're still in the early stages of the potential project there on South Marion Street. As you know, council accepted a proposal from Kading for selling that land. So, you know, these things take time. Their engineers have to do their due diligence, and we have to sit down and talk about a development agreement and everything like that. So we hope that'll ramp up here in the next couple of weeks.
Some of the other things that people will see, we did go ahead and the council did approve. Well, the actual bid will be approved, but they did come to an agreement to fund the expansion on the fire station. And again, new fire truck that they were able to get with grant money. So don't turn those down very often. Again, the current, if they haven't been in there in a long time, they got to realize there's a garage or a basement underneath the garage. And a lot of the trucks barely fit in the old.
Right,
the old
on the
building.
North side. I'm sorry, on the south side, there's the basement that we have to be concerned with about the amount of weight we put on that side. And so this was a project that started a while ago. We bid it the first time, and the prices were quite a bit more than what we had budgeted. We had experienced some other rebidding and projects where the prices went down. So we thought
give it another try.
Give it another try. We did. They came in about the same. I think the low bid was maybe $40,000 lower than the first time. And so what staff worked on is we were on our funding. There was a gap between what we had budgeted and what it cost of about 100 roughly $170,000. So staff looked at where that money could come from, and so we looked back at, you know, we talked about before, we received COVID money specifically for emergency services, and we received around, I think it's around $276,000 that we had not done anything with from the government on COVID. So, you know, this is an emergency services project. It fit really well. So staff brought that forward to council, recommended that we could use up to 170 or 80, what it ends up being, from that fund so that we can complete the project. They approved that, so we'll move forward in the coming days. We'll get a contract and get it signed, and then start working. But again, this is more than what we had budgeted for, so we're going to be watching this project closely. Obviously, we don't foresee or hope there's no change orders to increase that. We'll try to do the best we can to make sure that we're sticking on budget on this project.
Mm-hmm. This is one where local contractors so far, and once it goes to the council for approval, it will be pretty much local yeah, contractors,
correct,
handling it. The original money for it was part of your recovery money that you had received.
So it was. Again, yeah, it's a combination of money from LOST, ART money that we got from the government, you're right, and then this last piece will come from the COVID money.
All right. So we'll look forward to getting that done.
It's a project that
before the truck gets here.
Right. And I think we'll probably get it done before that. I mean, it takes a while for them to build it, and we hope. But it's a project that needs to be completed. We've been working on it for quite a while, so it's time to move forward on it.
All right. That's happening. What other things are going on? We got projects in both the wastewater and the water plants. I know those are starting to take shape, I think, as we go forward.
We do. We have besides the UV project at wastewater, we have a couple other, a little bit smaller projects than that, that's in design right now. We hope to get that completed this fiscal year, but we're still experiencing some delays with supplies and things like that. We have been waiting for a generator for our 14th Street lift station. It's been, I think, at least a year we've been waiting on that generator. We're hoping we'll get that coming up here in the next month or so, that so we can get that going. We've ordered another generator for the lift station out on Highway 30 by the racetrack. We're told that could be 40, 50 weeks maybe before we get it. So we're still experiencing some of those issues, but we've got it ordered, so we'll hope we'll get it as soon as we can. We're ramping up a couple more projects at the water plant, to do a security and then a SCADA system, which has to do with the whole running of the plant computers and everything like that. We hope to get that done this fiscal year as well. And then, as you know, we'll be ramping up more projects at both plants with a bond that we're going to get. We'll start that process here, sure, in the next few months. Staff has a meeting with the engineer coming up here in the next couple of weeks to start planning that process. There are things you need to do with how we're going to bond it with the state and everything, and the engineers will help us with that.
So people that are wondering, yes, the city owns the plants yet. We have, yes, to take care of those. The capital, yes, projects are the city's. The, yes, operation of the plants is U.S. Water, and they've been, correct, doing pretty good.
Yes. And
they face the same challenges you were worried about in the beginning when you contracted with them, getting enough people.
Exactly. And so they're not only operating, maintaining the plants, but they're also involved in all these projects we're doing at the plants too. So, yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on, and we hope that there's some of the projects I'm really hoping we can get done this fiscal year so we can just cross them off and move on to the new ones.
Like the disinfection.
The UV project.
The UV project, the mandated UV project.
Yes.
And again, we're not the only ones with it, but
right,
others have been dealing with it too. Your issue is you tried to retrofit it in there in our existing facility while it was still operating, and man, they had some real challenges.
Yes,
down there,
so. Yes, that project is still ongoing. I'm hoping here in the next few months we'll at least get it substantially completed and go from there. But it's been challenging.
It is. One of the things the council did talk about meeting, you did put it out there that part of the budget, the new budget that goes into effect, was to look at a rec director position. And this is something that we had, I know the mayor's mentioned it before, back 20 years ago or so.
Right.
We had already had a rec director and actually helping to facilitate a lot of the activities that were going on. But when the Y, when the hospital gave the old Y building back to the Y of Greater Des Moines, they wanted to run those programs, so the city discontinued that position.
Right.
Again, you'd, some people are saying, well, we don't have a wellness center, so we don't need it. Well, we didn't have one before.
Right. Yeah, there's for this rec director position, there is more than just a recreation center involved in this project with all the sports and everything and the groups and the leagues and everything like that. So we're about 20 years later now, and you know, we've done some research on this. I can't name a city, quite frankly, that doesn't have a rec director our size, or even a lot of cities smaller, Nevada, Perry, things like that. So council approved budgeting $4.1 million for starting in fiscal year 24. We talked about it a little bit at the last council meeting, and I've now started to put together a job description for that position. And once I get a rough draft, I'll send it off to the P&A committee, let them review it, see if they have any changes or anything they'd like to add. And then once that's done, we'll bring it to full council for approval. And then we'll begin the hiring process. The position starts July 1st. I don't know that we'll have one in place by July 1st, but we're working on it. And sometimes a search like that, a process, you know, takes time. So, but we'll keep moving forward on it.
You see, it's there. Dollars are available if you get somebody that'll fit the needs.
Yes.
It's one of the challenges you've had before on trying to fill, okay, an engineer, as a matter of fact. Still would love to get an engineer on board, but you've been fortunate. SEH has been compatible to work with, shall I say.
Yeah, they have. We have them an agreement with SEH for basically time and material, so to speak, and they've been helping us out in those situations. I mean, we still get site plans, and that requires stormwater review, things like that, that are sent to SEH, or if there's, you know, questions at the plants. They assist U.S. Water with some of those things where an engineer is needed. Yeah. So, yeah, they're available, and they've been very good to work with.
Well, one of the other things we know, AgCertain will be doing a pretty substantial project, which is all part of their plans for growth. And I know that that's one of the things their planned growth actually led to discovering, that we better do some upgrades on, or some maintenance on what we've got already.
Exactly. And that's what those projects are in fiscal year 24, and we start or to fix some of those things or improve some of those things that came back with that wastewater study that we did. And we'll start working on that. And as they continue to grow out their expansion and what their plans are is tremendous for the city of Boone. You're talking, you know, millions of dollars of investment that they're choosing to make in the city of Boone, which is certainly very positive for everybody. So as that project moves forward, there'll be some wastewater aspects of that project that we'll talk with them and see. And they may, mm-hmm. you know, do some things out on site as well.
Looking at that sizable grant to reduce the amount of water that they're getting,
right.
too, so they can do reverse osmosis.
Exactly. And that.
That's about an $8 million project, and I think they got a
$3.9 million grant from the state, which was fantastic.
So, again, Ames Economic Development helping with a lot of that.
Yes. Yeah, they're very involved in the AgCertain expansion and helping wherever they can.
All right, so one of the things they are working on is a housing program, housing some rehab work.
Yes.
With the Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund. We're moving ahead with that, as I understand. I think they had some applications.
They did. Brenda from Ames EDC is taking care of that, and I think they're really close to picking, if they haven't already, some applicants for projects. And then we roll right into that. Council also approved for the city to do a housing study, which we have some partners. Boone County Economic Growth Corp is a partner in that, and I think Alliant may be as well. And so council approved that contract at the last meeting. The total cost is $12,000. That was in the contract, but $4,000 of that is being covered by Boone County Economic Growth, which the city certainly appreciates. The city will pay around $8,000 for it. And we're hoping to get some results, I think, in July. Mid-Iowa Planning Alliance is doing that we're a member of that alliance, along with several other cities in Central Iowa. And we'll see what that shows. I'm really interested to see the results of that. And that will also guide us and help us as we move forward on future housing needs for the city.
As you get developed, I mean, you know, there are a variety of different things, but it, as I recall, some of the things they can tell you, probably looking at needing more apartments or moderate housing, you know, median income type housing. Yeah. So there's a number of different things that they projected census and everything else. And again, it's all pretty important.
It is. And so we'll see what those results say. And if you look at on the south end of most of the lots out there have been filled now. So that's another, I mean, there's so many different, you know, between workforce housing and low to moderate income housing and then high-end housing, you know, we need to take a look at that too. And we've had some conversations with Ames EDC on that. So I'm interested to see as this housing study comes to us to see how it addresses that and to give us some assistance on which direction to go.
Okay. Well, what other things do you have as we wrap up here?
Sure. We have the open seat for Ward 2.
The city council, yeah.
We discussed that at a previous council meeting. Council voted to do an appointment. So we're taking letters of interest and resumes for that position until noon today. And then once that's done, I'll send them out to the council for them to review and anticipate we'll have a discussion on it at the May 1st council meeting. And, of course, if citizens choose for that ward to have a petition for a special election, that certainly may happen too. We'll see how it all shakes out.
But in the meantime, continue to move forward. We've got
got
a lot of busy things going on. Paving on Park in South Marion, have they met yet? Or will they be coming in to meet fairly soon? What's happening?
Yeah, I don't believe that Wayland has had and SEH has had a construction meeting yet. After beginning of each project like that, there's a big with all the parties. That hasn't happened yet. That should be coming up pretty soon. Contracts are signed.
Yep.
And, you know, as you know, on the contract, it gives the contractor a time frame of when they start, when it needs to be finished. That's really up to them. So waiting to hear on that. But I would certainly think something should be happening here in the coming months.
All right.
I think the completion on that, the end, is in the fall of this year. So
that's part of our program today. Bill Scare joining us. Thanks.
Thanks.